The Georgia Radio Reading Service now presents your Disability Rights Youth Update for June 2018.
Mental health is something that is often a struggle for teens and young adults. It is statistically even more common for youth with disabilities to struggle in this area. With what sometimes seems like the glamorization of teen suicide on social media and shows like 13 Reasons Why, which tells one such story, it is apparent that this topic is something that needs to be addressed. And for the most part, it is being addressed. However, there seems to be little to no further support for those with disabilities. For the purposes of this article, I am referring to disabilities that are not mental health related. Some research suggests that there are biological reasons that could cause a predisposal of mental health problems in people with disabilities. These issues tend to peak at the adolescent stage across the board. There is also copious amounts of information on how social constructs, as well as other unique challenges, could increase the chances of someone with a disability to have mental health problems, such as depression and anxiety. While it is a great thing to have a wealth of knowledge on this subject, it might be far more useful to create specifically tailored supports and treatments for our young people. I know that, looking back on my own experience, this is something that could have proven to be very helpful. When I was around 13, I began to experience severe depression and anxiety. There were days more often than not that I did not want to get out of bed. Some people chalked it up to being hormonal changes. Others said it was because I was being picked on at school. The truth is that it wasn't any one thing, but there were many causes for my pain. At the time, I felt very alone and like I was the only one in my situation. As I have gotten older, however, I realized that there were many young people, like myself, with very similar stories. The problem? We didn't know about each other. There wasn't a place to go for us to get specialized mental health treatment. I think group therapy would have done wonders for me. Sadly, this area of care is still lacking. All hope is not lost, however. There are people out there that are starting to shine a light on this problem. It will be very interesting to observe how support is put together for these young people. I, for one, hope that not being isolated will only ease some of their suffering. Disability rights is the who, what, when, where, and how of advocating for your rights, and brought to you by Disability Link, a grassroots, not-for-profit, peer-led center for independent living. Please contact Disability Link at www.disabilitylink.org or call 404-687-8890. For the Georgia Radio Reading Service, I'm Emily Shaw.